KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Last August, on the dry erase board in my office, I drew a circle, and I marked the circumference of the circle with 24 little dots, like a pie with 24 slices, and each week, as one episode of the show I'm working on gets shot, I fill in a small wedge of the pie, and at first, of course, it was sad. Only a few slices of the pie were colored, but as the pie got filled in, the season progressed, the episodes stacked up, and you'd think it would be an unbroken and steady increase in good cheer. I mean, you'd think. Last week, the pie was almost entirely filled. We colored in the 22nd slice in what we now call the pie ceremony, and we've only got two slices left, which means we're close to wrap, which means we're about to go on a long 3-month hiatus. But now, after we've come all of this way, instead of being happy and free and gleeful about the well-earned break, we are all at each other's throats. We are all, to use the word one of my colleagues used to describe another one of our colleagues, getting on our last nerves. I mean, there are lots of reasons for this, of course. The length of the season. We started together in June. We've written and produced almost 12 hours of material together, though that may not matter. I've done my share of shorter cable and streaming seasons, 10 episodes if you're lucky, and by the ninth one, the staff has been just as edgy and prickly and ready to melt down. So it's not just the length of the season. There's also the uncertainty. I mean, we are pretty sure we'll be back for another year. The indications are positive, and the signs from our network and studio executives are all encouraging and upbeat. But we don't know that we will. The lists and the trade websites have us in the very likely to return column, but I've been on a lot of those lists before. And let me put it this way, if they were accurate, I wouldn't be writing these words in my office with some Thai food on a paper plate nearby. I'd be writing them watching the fall roll onto Lake Como. Actually, I probably wouldn't be writing them at all. So it's the exhaustion and the uncertainty that hits hard in the final weeks, and those contribute to the short-tempered and cranky vibe in the office, but there's also the eating. By this point in the production year, we've all felt the middle shirt buttons start to pull and strain. Where used to be billows of fabric are now horizontal stretch marks, narrow ovals of stomach peeking out of the gaps where the shirt no longer closes. Pants are buttoned lower on the body, and when they come off, there are deep ridges and indentations in the skin that last for half an hour before the fat layer underneath reclaims the territory. Our faces are more flushed and florid and puffy in all the wrong spots. I mean, we can all see the tops of our own cheeks in the bottom part of our peripheral vision. So it's all of those, some combination of fatigue, anxiety, and fatness. I mean, any one of those is okay. I mean, hell, any two of those, if we're really being honest. But all three of them together, so close to wrap, are enough to fray our good manners and snap our tempers in two. And what's irrational is that in a week or so, it'll all be over. So the question is, why were we so cheerful and optimistic at the beginning of the season when we had so much work ahead, so many late nights and brush fires to face? And why now, when we're so close to the finish line, we can feel the tape against our chests, why now have we suddenly discovered that our colleagues are irritating and incompetent? I don't have an answer to this, if that's what you're waiting for. I'm just too tired and anxious and fat to think clearly. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will collaborate. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.